up, everybody? It is your favorite day. It's Friday. How are you all doing tonight, huh? I am doing... Let me just turn my headphones up so I can hear myself. There we go. I see some people in chat are actually sipping whiskey already. I'm going to save it for a little... I'm going to do my segments first. Maybe I'll pour myself a glass, and I actually do have a little bit of whiskey here, but I'm not gonna do anything with it yet. Welcome to the show. Today I have a special guest. I don't know if you remember from my early days in Atomcast IRL, Salty Bear. Welcome back to the show, Salty. Salty?
Thanks, Adam.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, Salty's back with me. We're going to be talking about a few election stuff. So Salty's very knowledgeable on this kind of stuff, so I don't know how many people know about it, but we're going to be talking about it. I'm going to be playing some songs today. I have a few songs that I've been working on. I don't know if I'm going to actually play any of those. But, yeah. All right. So, I see some people talking in chat saying that they ordered some coffee. Thank you so much. I actually still have some right now. This is actually a screenshot, essentially, from my website. Actually, I can pull it up right now. Let me show you. Where is Krigler Coffee? Here it is. Check it out. This is Krigler Coffee. There's me in this very spot drinking from this very mug filled with the very same coffee that I was drinking in that shot. Krigler Coffee. It is delicious.
Mm. And
don't mind me.
Buy a new beanie for Salty Bear. Proceeds.
No, I actually, you've been rocking the MAGA beanie I've got. I just took it off because, actually, I don't know where. Oh, it's up there. Yeah, I got it up behind me. But anyway, we're going to be talking about all sorts of fun stuff. Lots of things have been going down today. Like, it has been a very interesting day. We're going to be talking about the recount in Arizona, or the lack thereof, or whatever's going on there. That's pretty insane. Also in Michigan, it's been proven that the recount has given the county to Trump. Very interesting stuff. And we're going to be talking about how Biden's been cut off from the transition team. That's right.
How wild is that?
That I know. Seriously, I saw that and I was like, what? And then they were trying to spin it and whatever. We'll get into it because it's definitely something going on because... I don't know what's happening, but we're going to talk about it. And then we're going to talk about Cyberpunk also. I just want to talk about Cyberpunk a little bit because I think that that game is fantastic and it's getting way too much heat, all right? But we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. All right, before I do, I just want to remind everybody that I am having a contest, all right, that you can go to my website and send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Okay, and by doing so, you're entering in to win one of my boards, okay? My Catalyst board that I designed myself when riding for Arbor Skateboards years ago. Man, maybe seven or 8 years ago, I designed this board. Fantastic board. I love it so much. I have one in really good shape. I don't have any new, so it's going to be used, but it's used just by me, tricking on it. But I'm going to be giving one away. So to enter in, all you have to do is send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will actually be including a sticker to everybody who enters. So it doesn't matter who enters, only one winner, but everybody's going to get a sticker from me, from my mystery sticker box, and I may actually just do this live and just like pull stickers out, put them in envelopes and close the envelopes and set them aside. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do that because that's really fun. So you might actually see what sticker you might have gotten live on air. Who knows? It's going to be really fun. So I'm going to do that. Also, you can support me directly by going to my PayPal or my Bitcoin wallet. But check it out. I kind of brought this up. It's Krigler Coffee. It's up and going. You can definitely check it out. And it's delicious, as I just showed you some of my... well, you can't actually see the coffee, can you? No. Oh, whatever. It's in there and it's delicious.
We can feel it.
You can feel the coffee coursing through you when you drink it. All right, let's get into these segments because I want to play some songs at the end of this. All right, so check this out. We are going to be getting into, first and foremost, election news. All right, this is recount confirms Trump won Michigan county that reported Biden win on election night. Now, this is from the audit, the forensic audit that happened on Sunday, all right, that came out that Monday... Michigan was like, no, whatever. We're just going to certify the votes for some reason. Why? I have no idea. All right, but let's see. Hand recount on Wednesday confirmed that a Michigan county falsely reported on election night a win for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The recount in Antrim County found 9,759 votes for President Donald Trump versus 5,959 for Biden. On November 3rd, county officials said Biden received over 3,000 more votes than Trump. 2 days later, they said Trump won by 2,500 votes. A third change took place November 21st, with Trump being certified the winner by nearly 4,000 votes. Officials blamed the skewed results on human error. How many believe that to be the case?
This stuffed bear thinks that is nonsense.
All right, Salty thinks it's BS. How many of you out there think it's BS? I think it's ridiculous. How are all the errors, all of these human errors, glitches, whatever it is, one direction, all of them, every single one
across
of them.
Across multiple states.
Mike. Multiple states.
This is only one. It's absurd to believe that people believe this. Right?
Exactly. Thank you. Why are we believing that it's only in one direction? Why is it only, if it happens in one state, if it happens in one county, who's to say it's not happening all over the place? Right? I mean, that's total BS. Check us out. I'm just going to keep... Go ahead. What's up?
No.
I was just going to keep moving. I want to check this out. This is breaking. Maricopa County Board refuses to allow audit of Dominion machines. They were issued subpoenas. Okay? It wasn't just them going, no, we're not going to do it. They were issued subpoenas to literally do that, to audit their machines. And they're saying, no, 4 out of 10. Let's read about it. Check this out. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 today, defy the state lawmakers and resist complying with legislative subpoenas. Instead of allowing a transparent audit, the board voted to file a lawsuit against lawmakers in Arizona State to block the enforcement of the subpoenas.
What?
I have some thoughts. I want to finish reading this though. Check this out. The chairman of the board, Clint Hickman, described the subpoenas as unrealistic and unconstitutional. The subpoenas were issued earlier this week by Arizona lawmakers who sought to force an audit of Dominion voting machines used by Maricopa County. And here's the this is the GOP, the Arizona Republican Party, announcing that they basically just said no. Look, what's wrong with an audit? If you are so set and firm and you know that Joe Biden was the winner, then what are you worried about? What are they trying to hide? That's the only thing I can think of. They're trying to hide this. They're trying to go, no, we can't have anybody looking, so go away. We're just going to ignore this. They think that they can just ignore this. I can't believe it. Oh, it's actually kind of dope. I didn't even realize the Arizona Republican Party follows me. Nice! Side win.
Way to make it.
I've made it.
Looks like you made it.
Nice. Oh, yeah. It is jam night. You know, I didn't know. You can, you jammed out a little bit. All right. So I'm going to keep it moving because this also happened. Peter Navarro released a 36-page report alleging election fraud more than sufficient to swing victory for Trump. Interesting. Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, Peter Navarro, published a lengthy report Thursday outlining several examples of voting irregularities that are more than sufficient to swing the outcome of the election of the president's Trump's favor. The 36-page report assesses the fairness and integrity of the 2020 presidential election by examining six dimensions of alleged election irregularities across six battleground states and concludes that patterns of election irregularities are so consistent across six battleground states that they suggest a coordinated strategy to, if not steal the election, strategically game the election process in such a way as to unfairly tilt the playing field in favor of the Biden-Harris ticket. Oof! Oh, that feels good.
In America?
In America? What?
No.
No. Really?
What are the six dimensions of voting irregularities, Adam?
Well, let's get into it, shall we? The six dimensions of voting irregularities in the report include outright voter fraud, ballot mishandling, contestable process fouls, equal protection clause violations, voting machine irregularities, and significant statistical anomalies. It just felt right.
You're exaggerating it. I mean, realistically, all of these things should happen if you're going to contest an election, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, true. You gotta, you know, you gotta all out.
Yeah. There are not enough check marks, I think.
I agree. Look at this. This is for those who are just listening. There, I'm showing a, you know, just a little graph of all the different things, and they have them all listed on the side. The outright voter fraud happened in all states except. Well, there's an asterisk. There's some evidence in Michigan and Pennsylvania, but there's definitely widespread in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. There was ballot mishandling in Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Contestable process fouls in all of them. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Same with equal protection clause violations in all of those states. Voting machine irregularities. Go ahead.
At least Pennsylvania got out of the significant statistical anomalies, you know?
It's true. The only state that didn't have significant statistical anomalies was Pennsylvania for some odd reason. And that's that's now. So we don't know. We don't know. Everything seems to be just coming out, you know, more and more as we go on. All right, I'm going to keep reading. Check this out. Right? Evidence, continues on from the report. Evidence used to conduct this assessment includes more than 50 lawsuits and judicial rulings, thousands of affidavits and declarations, testimony in variety of state venues, published analyses by think tanks and legal centers, videos and photos, public comments, extensive press coverage, the report claims. Additionally, all right,
where's the evidence, though?
I mean, how dare I bring all? How dare I assume that there's evidence when there's evidence? Yeah. Additionally, is it seriously cutting me off from this website? Why? There we go. Okay. Additionally, the report cites affidavits alleging the exploitation of the elderly and the infirm by effectively hijacking their identities and votes. And accuses Democrats of using the coronavirus pandemic to relax voter ID requirements to the point that ballot harvesting and fraud could slip by unnoticed. The report outlined incidents in the key states of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania where ballots allegedly were illegally harvested and dumped into the drop boxes. The election was marred with examples of dead people voting, according to the report. In Pennsylvania, for example, a statistical analysis conducted by the Trump campaign, matching voter rolls to public obituaries, found what appeared to be over 8,000 confirmed dead votes of voters successfully casting mail-in ballots, the report claims. In Georgia,
Patriots,
right. In Georgia, underscoring the critical role in any given category of election irregularities might play in determining the outcome. The estimated number of alleged deceased individuals casting votes almost exactly equals the Biden victory margin. Wow. Can you believe that?
That's so absurd.
I agree.
It's like, that is just above board absurdity. Please.
Yeah. I agree. It's absurd. All right, I'm gonna keep reading, and it's almost over. This article, just get it out. Yeah, let's see. The report concludes the ballots in question, because of the identified election irregularities, are more than sufficient to swing the outcome in favor of President Trump. Should even a relatively small portion of these ballots be ruled illegal? Navarro, who worked on the report in private capacity, is scheduled to hold a news conference at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday to discuss the findings. Trump has launched legal battles across the country since the election November election, which has been called for President-elect Joe Biden by all major news networks and certified by the Electoral College as recently as this week, stated it's too soon to give up, even though number one, the major news networks don't call anything. I don't care what they have to say. And the Electoral College sent their votes in, but also there's contested electors.
Exactly.
And you know about this, right?
Yeah, I do. The last time it happened was 1876. It's pretty wild.
1876. Yeah, I actually really want to hear more about this. And you've been doing research on this. Let me just finish reading this, because this kind of Mitch McConnell essentially has broken with the president. It even says here, and conceded that Biden is the winner of the election. McConnell congratulated Biden on Wednesday, declaring the Electoral College has spoken, even though that doesn't seem to be true. So tell me about this. What happened in 1876? What was going on there?
So in 1876, like today, there's a ton of bipartisan polarization, mm-hmm. right? Things 19th century, 1876, no big difference. And we had a Republican White House, incumbent president, Ulysses S. Grant, who had had two terms already, and he was looking to run for a third, but absolute rampant just corruption through all parties. This was the time of the carpetbaggers. Do you know about them?
No, I don't.
So they were just people coming down from the north to the south to sell people garbage and basically steal property, right? So trust in the north was at an all-time low. And as things went forward, we started to see that we got a, what was it, Rutherford B. Hayes, right, from Ohio, and Salmon J. Tilden, the Democrat, I forget where he's from, but they both ran, and the fraud ran so deep that it was actually kind of impossible to find out who actually won, right?
Okay.
Orlando historians said that many in rural areas, whites prevented black Republicans from casting ballots. Right. Yes. And this is in history. And in Florida, along with South Carolina, Louisiana, they sent double returns to Washington. One sent Republicans and another from the Democrats. Jeez. And when the Federal Election Commission, made up of 8 Republicans and 7 Democrats, were appointed to sort out the mess, the vote on every issue was 8-7. And it dragged on from November until March.
Oh, wow.
But like the
point March.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, it's crazy. It's crazy. There's so much history about this, but I'm trying to like break it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at the end, so this is really fascinating. So Republicans would chant, right? Back then, not every Democrat was a rebel, but every rebel was a Democrat. Hmm. Right. This is after the Civil
War. I like
that.
20
years. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Please continue, though, please.
Yeah. So basically, there was a contested election, and the Southern Democrats compromised after the results. I'm just skipping through a lot of it, but they compromised over the Reconstruction. Basically, the South didn't want the North in the South anymore. They didn't want people being carpetbaggers and stealing them of their wealth and telling them how bad they are.
Yeah.
We wanted to move on beyond the war. So, long story short, that was the last time that we had anything close to this. Like Bush versus Gore was similar, but I showed you that thing earlier, that survey.
Yeah.
That when it comes to making progress.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's this is what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
So what is this saying? So everyone believes that this is an important election, right? Is that
absolutely
essentially
but back here, from Bush versus Gore, that was PM44, right? The last contested election, we didn't really care, right? Many of the people felt like it didn't matter who got elected because they were kind of right. And we all felt that way.
Well, that was back in the time when, you know, Republicans were, you know, right here on the line. And then Democrats were right here on the line, you know, so they were very close. And right in between them was the center line. Now Democrats have just veered way more to the left. And people are like, whoa. And they're like, everyone who's not with us is far right. And it's like, well, technically that's true because you're far left. So now Republicans have actually stayed really close to the center line. And they're like, what's going on? Like, we're, you know, I don't know what's happening. These people are kind of crazy. That's the vibe we're all getting. So
it's crazy to me that there's so much intolerance from what I'm going to label as carrots, right? And it's like ignorance and fear, right?
Yeah.
People, and you said this really well the other day, like people with unfounded and irrational fears about their fellow man have the luxury of not being tested.
Yep, exactly. People are too comfortable. We have given, you know, the society that we live in gives us so much. We have so much stuff that we don't even realize how important it is to be a part of all the conversations that are going on. Everyone's like, well, you know, like life's good, whatever. And that's kind of what they were thinking back then when they were like, well, it doesn't matter who wins the election, you know, because whatever, it's not going to change too drastically.
Little did we know.
Oh, communists can take over and sell us out to, you know, the highest bidder, which kind of seems like what's going on right now, which scares me, to be honest.
It does feel that way a heck of a lot. It feels like a lot of the morals that are upheld by both parties are strongmen.
Yep.
And they are basically tested well amongst our demographics, and it's marketing junk. Mumbo jumbo, and nobody actually backs anything that they're peddling.
That's true.
Except maybe a select few.
Yeah, right. And only that select few that supports the narrative that they want to push forward. It's like, of course, which is a whole nother
thing. So I'll just try to finish it up. So basically,
go ahead.
Let's see. Let me get back to where we were. Long story short, Tilden remained silent, right, while the incumbents were claiming victory. And increasing political polarization between Democrats of the South and Republicans, I think I went over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the long and the short of it is a few Democrats complained loudly that Tilden had been cheated. There was talk of forming armed units that would march on Washington. President Grant was ready for that. He tightened military security. Nobody marched on Washington. Hayes was peacefully inaugurated. Points one and two of the 1877 compromise took effect, which I didn't really get into too deeply.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, it was a compromise, right? Like we got the Republican incumbents got a Democrat, but they also put a timeline on the end of Reconstruction in the South, which was kind of what the South wanted anyway. And it was just, it's just chaos. And now we're in something even deeper, right? Like this was the last time something like this happened. There is nothing like what I feel what we are currently experiencing that has happened before in America.
Well said. Yeah, this is, and it's happening right now. You know, and I, honestly, looking at the stuff that I'm talking about, and then even what YouTube even said, like if you come out and talk about stuff like this, which is actual history that happened in our country, you know, there, you know, and now that and connected to
that's
now
censorship,
what we're seeing,
right?
Yeah,
like
true.
And how could it be anything but censorship, right? Talking about history is not okay in times that we are repeating it.
Yeah. They don't want you to know or learn from the past, which is why they're trying to just get rid of all of our greats, you know, like Abraham Lincoln. They're trying to cancel Abraham Lincoln. What? They said he didn't do enough for black people. Like, what? They literally said that. It's like, that's
what has he done lately, Adam?
I mean, probably collecting dust. I mean,
wow.
if we're gonna be honest,
lazy bones.
Yeah. So I don't know. We're gonna see. So, but what could happen now, though? Right. What we're seeing is this contested election. These electors in all these swing states, in eight different swing states, that supposedly sent their electors to for Biden. But that's the governor's choice of who the electors are. The GOP electors, they've said that we've come out and sent our electors for Trump, meaning that either one can win. You know, either one of those candidates are potentially winning, you know, which leads me to today. Here we are today, And it's the 18th. A lot of people are saying, oh man, the 18th is going to be a thing. And it's going to be crazy stuff's going to happen. Now, I woke up today. The first thing that I saw, check this out. I'm going to pull this up. Scoop. This is from Axios. Now, I don't like using Axios very often because they're rather biased. I mean, who isn't biased though, right? I'm biased. Everyone's biased.
For sure.
Pentagon halts Biden transition briefings. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller ordered a Pentagon-wide halt to cooperation with the transition team of presidential-elect Biden. Shocking officials across the Defense Department, senior administration officials tell Axios. Now, they've actually since updated this, but I want to move right over to this. This is from Bloomberg. Biden's transition team protests Pentagon's halt in briefings. Oh man, they've altered this too. A couple different things. All right. Oh, here we go. They called it a holiday pause in briefings to prepare for the new administration. And even here, this is Katie Bo Williams. Who is she anyway? She's a senior national security correspondent for Defense One, former The Hill. Ah, of course. She used to work for The Hill, which I don't know how many people think of The Hill, but I think they're rather biased and anti-Trump. It's kind of cringy how some of the things that they push out. But it says here, I can confirm that the scheduled meetings were canceled of today. On what grounds or until when? It's not clear. And then she goes on to saying, you know, basically like, yeah, it was actually just talks to, you know, it's less sinister than it looks at first blush. You know, we'll know more and whatever. But then it turns out the Biden team themselves came out and said where does it see? Pentagon had said it was rescheduling meetings with the transition team originally planned for Friday until the next year, but insisted the change was part of a mutually agreed pause for the holiday season. And then this is from Biden's transition executive director, Johannes Abraham, said in a briefing today, our agency review teams continue making progress on a shortened timeline, and we've benefited from the constructive cooperation within many departments and agencies, but we have met isolated resistance in some corners, including from political appointees within the Department of Defense, and we are concerned to learn this week about an abrupt halt that already limited cooperation there. And as indicated by a DOD earlier today, we expect that decision to be reversed. Let me be clear. There was no mutually agreed upon holiday break. There was no mutually agreed upon break. What is going on today that they would suddenly cut Joe Biden's transition team off across multiple platforms of the Defense Department and different, you know, the whole transition team? They were cut off. What happened today that might have changed things? This is from the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Okay? There is no clash between Secretary Steve Mnuchin and me. We are simply working to resolve interagency mechanics of an important executive order. What could that be? What have I been talking about a few times over the past couple weeks? Oh, I talked about this yesterday, didn't I? I did. You know what? And I'm going to pull it up. Executive Order 13838. Let me quickly just type that in and pull it up. Let's see. Ah, yes. Here we go.
Dibs on his stuff.
Executive order promoting accountability and streamlining removal procedures consistent of merit. No, this is not it. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Let me find the one that I'm referring to. So essentially, I'll just show you what it is. All right. It's essentially something that he put into place in 2018 because he was fearing foreign interference in our elections. And essentially what it talks about is if there is foreign interference, we're going to be prepared for it, okay? And he actually declared a national emergency in 2018 when he put it forward, and he actually re-upped it in September of this year, 2020. In September, he said, we are continuing on this national emergency, meaning we're in a national emergency right now. And we were in a national emergency before COVID happened, mind you, okay? This has been going on. We've been in a national emergency fearing foreign intervention and interference in our election system for over 2 years. There's been a national emergency that he put forward back in 2018. So that's happening right now. That's happening right now. That's what I believe. I think that's what he's talking about here. That's what Mike Pompeo's doing.
I'm going to back you 100%.
Yeah, that's what you believe?
I think it's happening too. Yeah, as Salty the Bear, I'm going to confirm. I think that's happening as well.
Yep. 13848. That's what it is. I got the numbers wrong. Executive Order 13848. Maybe that's that. Thank you, chat. Chat is the best. I got to give a shout out to chat. This is it. Thank you very much, chat. Appreciate you. Executive Order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. So they are dropping the hammer, because guess what just happened today? U.S. imposes new sanctions on People's Republic of China actors linked to malign activities. So they just dropped sanctions on China today. Looking more into it, he straight up said Chinese companies aren't allowed to trade on Wall Street anymore. He cut them off.
That's so absurd. I mean, it's good, but I can't, like, seriously.
That's huge.
The likelihood of me thinking that was going to happen was incredibly low.
Agreed. I mean, but what are the implications of that, though? I mean, cutting China off from, I mean, it's saying, like, keep your money out of our system. Get out of here. Your companies aren't welcome anymore.
Do you want a Salty Bear guess?
Yeah. What do you think?
Global digital currencies.
All right. So you think global currencies are going to skyrocket, like crypto and stuff?
Global cryptocurrencies, yes. But I think specifically we might see, like, actually state-backed cryptocurrencies appearing.
Wow. So new cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin.
Yes. That's what I believe.
Interesting. This is insane. We know that there were spies that compromised Eric Swalwell, right? And different mayors. That's just, I feel like that is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, they're slowly leaking this information out to almost prepare us, I feel, you know, like to let us know what's going on out there. All right, now we're going to drop sanctions on China. We know that they spent millions of dollars in our election over the past 6 months. And that's just, this is just one side of it. This is pretty crazy. Let me just read a little bit of this. The Chinese Communist Party malign activity at home and abroad harms U.S. interests and undermines the sovereignty of our allies and partners. The United States will use all countermeasures available, including actions to prevent People's Republic of China companies and institutions from exploiting U.S. goods and technologies for malign purposes. Today's actions mark yet another sign of our resolve. The United States is imposing new restrictions on certain entities for activities that undermine our national security and foreign interest policies. Now, that is a broad statement right there. Because that could be, like, think about political semantics and how you can apply things as you see fit to, you know, to fit in whatever sentence you got there.
And this is an actual government website.
This is from state.gov. This is, like, legitimately the U.S. Department of State's website, you know. So this is literally, this is their press statement that Mike Pompeo put out. Yeah, it says specifically the Department of Commerce is adding 59 PRC entities to its export control entity list, meaning they are no longer, they're allowed to just, like, freely, you know, export whatever. It's like they've got to go through the list. Mass surveillance, military modernization, and human rights abuses. Man, this is way more than just, you know, a simple executive order. The United States is adding four entities of the entity list for enabling human rights abuses within China and providing DNA testing materials and high technological or technology surveillance equipment to the PRC government. We urge the Chinese Communist Party to respect the human rights of the people of China, including Tibetan Buddhists, Christians, Falun Gong members, Uyghur Muslims, and members of the other ethnic and religious minority groups. They're straight calling them out for all of their human rights stuff, too.
Good. It's about time.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. Like, finally, someone in government that's actually bringing attention to the fact that they even said the word Tibet at all in calling China out. Like, that's huge. This is Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, calling them out on.
You know what?
This is crazy.
I'm just tired of sitting by and watching the Constitution get pulled away from us.
Like, yep.
We're eating poison food. We buy products that nobody wants or needs, and then lands in a landfill, and we turn uncaring eyes for millions of people suffering and dying all around us.
Yep, exactly.
And we say, hey, wear a mask, right? And then if that person dies, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We tell them, oh, they didn't comply to unscientific claims. What?
What scientific claims? You know,
exactly.
Everyone says, oh, it's a scientist. You don't think scientists can get bought out? I'm sorry. Really? You don't think that there's dirty scientists? Look, there's dirty people all across this globe. Humans are sinful. All right. Everyone has the ability to lie, cheat, steal. Everybody. I don't care who you are. You have the ability to do it. Whether or not you do it is that's your character. And props to you if you are able to, you know, resist. But everyone has the ability to. And across all spectrum of all jobs, across all different countries, it doesn't matter. There's good people and bad people, and that will always be the case. We can never get rid of that. All right? And now that we're finding out that, man, a lot of these bad people have infiltrated a lot of high positions, and it's all coming out. We're seeing a lot of stuff going down right now, and I think this is a move towards. I feel like a lot of the government is making this move in one direction, while everyone else is going, no, Biden won. Keep looking over here. Don't pay attention to what's actually going on. Just believe that Biden won and get ready to be upset because he actually didn't win, and you know we're gonna prove it. And that's what's going on over here. But everyone's like, sleight of hand. No. Pay attention over here. Don't, because they're actually trying to arrest all these people and prove false and all the fraud that's actually going on. And they are. It's coming out. I mean, look at just Antrim County. That's one county that had Dominion software that ended up being a significant swing that they called for Biden
on. Can you
on.
Pull up that evidence again? Because that stuff is nuts.
Let me see if I can. You know what? I don't want to start digging.
Yeah.
I did an episode on it.
I've seen it. It's great.
Yeah, I did an episode on it, and it was on Monday, or maybe Tuesday it was, of this week. So it was just this week. So if you peruse, it's probably in my videos. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's just, it's insane. Yeah. It's
go
a forensic audit.
Through his videos.
They're yeah, great. Yeah, definitely. It's a forensic audit. That came and proved that there's fraud. It's like, it's been proven. This is from an MIT, Harvard, Duke University, NASA, you know, cybersecurity expert. All right. This guy knows what he's doing. He's not an idiot. He's very knowledgeable about all this stuff, you know. And then we got Bill Barr, who's out, and the new attorney general that's coming in, Rosen, has been talking about foreign influence for basically the entirety of this country. There's been foreign influence and has talked about many different examples of it. And now
to do with Durham?
I don't know. What do you know? You know,
that is another episode entirely.
Yeah. The Durham reports. Yeah. I mean, that's like a whole nother thing, but that has to do with, Obamagate, right? Like, that Hillary knew about, you know, the source of the Russia hack or the WikiLeaks that push her emails out or something like that, right? And she decided that she wanted to try to blame the Trump campaign, and then they just went full hit the pedal to the metal and just went off on it, and that's they just turned it up. And
so I was thinking about John Durham, somebody who's here, I'll link it to you.
Oh, I'm talking about? Who am I talking about, though?
It might be.
The Durham reports. Well, what is the Durham reports then? People in chat are saying, turn Luke's mic up. This is not Luke. from We Are Change. Is that
this
what you guys?
This is Salty Bear.
This is Salty Bear, and this is not Luke. If Luke was going to join
how
my
dare
show,
you?
If Luke was going to join my show, he'd probably just come and sit in the chair himself. This is Salty Bear. How dare you? How dare you, sir? But yeah,
has feelings too.
I can't turn his mic up any more than it is. Unfortunately, I apologize.
Next
question. All right, so it's pretty insane. Like, look at this. Trump signs bill that could kick Chinese firms off the U.S. stock exchanges. This is crazy. All right, this is what one of the things that happened today that would let's see, that unless they adhere to American auditing standards, the White House said, giving the Republican one more tool to threaten Beijing with before leaving. Well, see, already I'm like, that it's not over yet. You guys, all these websites keep acting like it's over. It's like, it is not over yet. Hello. Yeah, and you know what was trending today? Cross the Rubicon. You guys know what that is? Should I even talk about that? Would I get in trouble?
About Julius Caesar. That's fine. I mean, you could talk about that very easily, about him crossing the Rubicon.
I mean, it was trending on Twitter. Hashtag cross the Rubicon was trending on Twitter. What is that? That's when Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon and basically took on Rome, right? And took over. He used his power.
So he was a part of a triumvirate of power. And he went and got tribute in Germany to wipe out as many Germans as possible. And he made enormous wealth to the point where he was basically, and this is very, very loose, so I'm sorry if there are any historians in chat, but he went and slaughtered a ton of the Gauls in France and Germany and their money, and then went back and decided that Rome was too corrupt and he wanted to build a bigger and better system. So he came in with his army and kicked people out and killed people. And whoa. He ran. Yeah, it was nuts. And it was basically his decision to come back and go against the people that helped him grow in power throughout the years.
All right. So what would be the modern Rubicon, right? I mean, it's setting the trap for these people that he feels is dirty, which many people
Rubicon
think is happening,
is,
right? That's literally going
Rubicon
on.
Is quite literally the executive order, right? What does it say that he can do with that thing?
True. Or more importantly, the Directive 51 that Bush put into place in 2007, which is during a pandemic, when all the stuff... Honestly, that's like a whole nother subject that we can do. But he has the ability to literally become the ruler to fix the system. They put it into place back in 2007. A lot of people think, many, many people think that Trump was never supposed to win. He wasn't. He wasn't supposed to win. And when he was inaugurated, he straight up said, this isn't a win for me. This is a win for you, the American people, because I'm bringing the power back to you all. I think those are some really true words. I mean, I have become such a different person this year. Like, I've been very political, very politically
you
aware.
Mean both. I was just a stuffed bear not too long ago.
Well, technically, you still are a stuffed bear, but you're a knowledgeable stuffed bear. There's a lot of knowledge in there. Look, if you guys haven't smashed that like button, smash that like button, right? I mean, Salty, back me up here.
Yeah, come on. I mean, what are you people doing? There's a like button. I see 2,500 of you, and there's 977 likes. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash that like button. Smash it. Smash.
Shame.
Yeah, no, the Rubicon, I feel like he crossed it already. I think he crossed it when he decided to run for president. And then when he finally got inaugurated is when he got to the other side. And they have been trying to get rid of him the entire time, nonstop. I mean, it is insane, right? I mean, think about the disinformation campaign of how bad he was. Orange man bad.
It's just this nonstop onslaught of information that is supposed to drown out actual truth.
Yep.
And like, I've come to the conclusion that it's on purpose.
It is.
It has to.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. You know what? I'm going to spin the UFO. This it's not spinning fast enough for me right now. You know, especially when I ask for people to smash.
Yeah.
And the UFO isn't spinning.
About?
Right? Hey, calm yourself.
400 likes? Come on, friends.
Now you guys are, wow, killing it with the smashes. Look at them smashes, the ratio going up. That's what happens when you tell people to smash. Thank you. And
yeah,
thank you.
Seriously, thanks, guys.
Man, this is crazy. What a crazy day. I mean, I don't know what is going to happen from these sanctions, if China's going to get really pissed off and suddenly, I mean, we're seeing Mike Pompeo was snapping today. Let me just go to his Twitter page and see. Yeah, the last one that he did, where is it? Not the last one, but yeah, maybe. Look, it's always good to speak with Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Teddy Loxin, about our shared interest in the South China Sea. The U.S.-Philippine alliance is vital to a free and open Indo-Pacific. Why would he be announcing that right after them saying we're sanctioning China? Why? Because China has been trying to assert its authority over the South China Sea for a while now. They lased one of our planes. They've been attacking anyone that goes in there. It's pretty insane. You know, he is just going on fire. Look, Hong Kong 12 should be released immediately. Their so-called crime was to flee tyranny. Communist China today is turning Hong Kong into the East Berlin of yesteryear, actively preventing its own people from seeking freedom elsewhere. He is just on fire calling them out. Look, as General Secretary Xi Jinping continues his campaign of military civil fusion, human rights abuses, and bullying in the South China Sea, we are taking action to defend U.S. national security and foreign policy interests by imposing new entity listings. They are snapping off, yo. They are snapping. They're snapping. It's crazy. China. What are they going to do?
This is happening. Like,
I agree.
I can't believe it. Like, yeah. It's crazy. And, you know, like, I'm actually just, it feels like we've been waiting for something like this for a very long time. And the fact that it's now here is both exciting and a little scary. Right? Because that means that many of the things that we thought were true are actually true.
Yep. Yeah, look at this over here. But Hunter Biden, what is Hunter Biden trending for in politics? I gotta click on that. We're gonna discover this together.
All right. If we go down, chat, it was a great show.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. That just looks like a bunch of junk. Look, I don't even. I'm so over this. Look, he's clearly corrupt.
Salty Bear's got some info.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to talk about Hunter Biden. Look, he's clearly corrupt. He's clearly has connections with China. Hunter and Joe clearly are connected. China has spies. We've found them. They ran. The people that they infiltrated with are still in our government. Swalwell. You know, things like this actually happened. The governor of Georgia was seen in the consulate in Houston, the Chinese consulate, which now we raided as a den of spies and kicked out of our country back in June or something. I don't remember exactly, but it was earlier in the year. We kicked the consulate out. We don't even, China kicked our consulates out of China. So we've been separating from China all this entire year. What are we prepping for? Right? Me and Tim would argue sometimes about World War III. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Oh, man, Civil War. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? We have no idea because we're not getting the honest truth. We don't actually know what's going on behind the screens. This is all smoke and mirrors. Everyone's like, yep, yeah, look at this. Look at this. While all this stuff is going down. Well, Pompeo is snapping. He's coming out with all this stuff. It's pretty crazy. So we're going to see. All right, look. We've been ranting for a while, and I can't believe how much time has gone by. I want to get to this last segment. I want to talk about Cyberpunk. All right. I don't know how many people out there have played Cyberpunk. I'll be honest. I've put 30 hours into this game. Actually, maybe more. I don't even know. I could check. But it is phenomenal. It is a phenomenal game. All right. I was a little hesitant at first, but I think it had more to do with I was trying to stream and I was having stream issues. So I was like, I wasn't able to really get into the story because I kept having to take myself out, you know, and being in a game like this is very immersive. So I decided the next day to stop streaming. I was like, look, I'm not going to stream it. I'm just going to play this game for me. I just want to try this game. And the more I played it, the more I realized how much of a masterpiece this game is. It is incredible. You can pick and choose all different sort of conversations, depending on the backstory, who you start as, changes your entire playthrough because of how people look at you, because of who you are, whether you're a city boy, whether you're from the corporations or from out in the desert. It just is really incredible. So, and I've been playing it on PC. And I actually got it for PlayStation, but I ended up only playing it for PC, and turns out I could get a refund. Why? Because PlayStation is straight up giving refunds. Look, Cyberpunk 2077 refunds, you can click and submit a refund request form, all right? They strive to ensure a high level of customer satisfaction. Therefore, we will begin to offer a full refund for all gamers who have purchased Cyberpunk 2077 via the PlayStation Store. Sony will also be removing Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store until further notice. We have confirmed that you have purchased Cyberpunk 2077 via the Play Store. Oh, okay, so this is mine. Oh, okay. So they're working on it. So if I, so look, this is insane. All right. Cyberpunk themselves, all right. CD Projekt Red says it will refund copies if players can't get them from stores. So they're straight up coming out and doing it out of their own pocket. Look, this is straight from them. Let's see. I'm going to read their statement. All right. It says here, this is from CD Projekt Red. We've just started reaching out to the people who sent us a message with a confirmation of receipt. We send those emails out in waves, so don't worry if you don't receive an answer immediately. At the same time, we'd like you to know that our intention is for every owner of a physical copy or digital copy bought at retail who has valid proof of purchase and sends us an email at whatever email they listed here within the time window to receive a refund. We will do this out of our own pocket if necessary. If you are unable to obtain a refund for the game from the store where you bought it, please contact us via email until December 21st, as this is a one-time initiative. We will provide everyone with next steps only after the refund request submission window closes. For digital versions, please follow the refund process for each respective platform. Look, I gotta just say something. This game is... It is amazing. The depth of what this game is as far as immersion and how large this game is. It's huge, this game. And it was announced 8 years ago, okay? It was supposed to come out 7 years ago. It just came out 2 weeks ago now. And the outrage is crazy. It's crazy because people who are on PS4 and Xbox, I don't know what Xbox it actually is for because there's so many different Xboxes, but a lot of people say PlayStation 4 is having issues with it. Now, I agree. It is. I have a friend who has been playing it on PS4 all the way up until today. He said there was no issues at all. Like, he was playing, like there was a little bit of bugs, but nothing too out of the ordinary until today, where the frame rate dropped down to like 14 FPS frames per second, which is terrible. 14. Now that's really bad. Okay. Now I'm not defending the fact that it doesn't run on the PS4. The PS4 is a 2013 release, so it's 7 years old, and the game runs perfectly on a nice gaming computer or the PS5. It did run very well when I did try it on the PS5, but I've been playing it on PC. Now, look, it sucks, okay, that it doesn't run properly on the PS4. No doubt, because this game is incredible. It's just a fantastic game that I've been thoroughly enjoying. And I want them to make a patch so that people can actually enjoy it instead of being angry entitled gamers, which let's be honest.
They will too. I mean, realistically, The Witcher 3 was a masterpiece. Like, I think that Cyberpunk is going to surpass it. I just think that they had it across too many platforms too soon. I think ultimately they're going to make their money back in droves because of this.
Yep.
Because they're showing their faith in their own product.
That's true.
Because they know that people will be buying it again.
I 100% agree with that, because this game, the more I play it, the more I'm like, man, this is incredible. I love the game so much. The graphic, I mean, look, the ray tracing, they basically modernized this game. It's not, sure, they announced it 8 years ago, but that doesn't mean it's a game from 8 years ago. It's not.
No.
It's a game from right now. It just came out.
But beyond that, Adam, they had grants from their own government for specific types of technologies to try, right? Like, they were subsidized.
Millions of dollars, mind you, all right? What is it, the Ukraine government or no, Polish? I don't remember exactly which CDG, government.
I forget who they are.
But they got grants for millions of dollars so that they would make this product like really, really amazing, which is, I mean, I think it's going to happen, okay? Mm-hmm. And you make a really good point. They know their product is good. They're like, you know what? Fine. If you don't want it, like, give it back to us. We're working on a patch. They're definitely patching it. There's already been 3 patches that have come out to try to, like, fix all the glitches. There is glitches even on the PC game. And for me, like, I've noticed many glitches. But none of them are bad enough to make me go, this game is unplayable. Now, I'm not playing on a PS4. Before anyone gets upset at me, look, I've already said, it is a shame. I feel bad for the people on PS4 that want to play this game because of how good this game is. This is a really weird phase that we're in, though, as gamers, because, you know, do you want it to advance gaming to the fact that you have to let go of what you have, or do you want to keep the new developers stuck on basically gimping themselves in the fact that they have to dub down all of their games to support the previous generations? You know, we're in this like kind of a middle ground area where not everyone is able to afford a new system or even get a new system. I mean, the PS5 is impossible to get. The Series X is, they're both of them are scalpers, bots. The UK government is even thinking about actually passing laws to make scalping illegal and reselling of the products illegal because too many people are doing it and bots are taking over the internet. It's crazy. It's nearly impossible to get a new thing. And a brand new gaming computer, those are not cheap. Like a good solid gaming setup is four times the price of a new console.
And the problem is centralization, right? Like, why do we have only one, like, why do we have all of our manufacturing done in China? When many of the raw resources are right here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense for, I guess, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Yep, I agree. But look, I just want to bring into the fact, I actually am potentially starting a game company. Like, I love video games. I've been a gamer for 30 years. Seriously, 30 years ago, I got a Game Boy. The original Game Boy, all right? Maybe 29 years ago I got it, but I've been playing games for even longer than that because my cousin had Atari, you know, and just random, I don't remember, a television. Was that a system?
TRS-80 Master Race.
Is that, yeah. But I've been gaming, and nowadays, over the past year and a half, I've been actually designing games and thinking about putting some games out there because I love games. And I think that a lot of stuff nowadays, music, games, movies, have been diluted and weakened and just, they're just losing sight on what makes a game amazing or a movie amazing, you know, or any of them, like a really good song, you know,
an experience.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's it.
Well, the gameplay and like everything, it has to have a good balance of it all. Now it's all graphics, 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 graphics. And it's like, okay, yeah, graphics is great, but without a good
core bundle, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, this is Cyberpunk is not from Activision or give me some other good high AAA game making Blizzard.
Also Activision, Ubisoft,
right. All these huge
Unreal
million like millions and millions of dollars that these companies have. Guess what? Have you ever even heard of CD Projekt Red? Have you? I mean, a lot of people were freaking
Polish,
out about
by the way.
How it is Poland. Okay, I thought Poland sounded right. All right, so Witcher 3. I haven't played it. But people, when I say that, they're like, oh my gosh, you have to try Witcher 3. Now that I'm playing Cyberpunk and I'm finding how good Cyberpunk is, I want to go back and play Witcher 3 because if it's that good and looking at the world that Witcher 3 is, I would really like it, I think. You know, so maybe I'll do a playthrough. Who knows? But Cyberpunk is from a company that is making gold for the game community. And people are just so enraged that they're not getting something that they desired, that they're burning everything down and freaking out instead of taking a step back and realizing this is a company that is making solid products, believes in their products, is trying to back their products, all right, and doing a good job spending 8 years making this product right. You know, I actually did it. Check this out. This is a poll I did. All right. I said, and this is a tweet I did earlier. I said, I don't care what anyone says. Cyberpunk is incredible. I hope CD Projekt Red gets patches out soon to fix the bugs so everyone can enjoy the masterpiece they created. I believe it 100%. And then I asked, would you prefer the game not come out till perfect or released as is? And out of right now, 1,134 votes, 70% said they would rather it not have come out until perfect. And then 29.9% said released as is. So, you know, I just want to just look.
Can I point something out real quick?
Go ahead.
So there are a lot of funny statements in chat, and there weren't as many when we were talking about real things. It's funny how much hate you are generating from simply talking about a video.
Oh, me?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm getting hate?
Yeah. Not hate, but it's just funny to watch.
I don't care. I don't care what you think of me. I do not care. Do you hear me, chat? I love you, but there's people out there that think that that's going to make a difference to me. I'm an entitled gamer. All of us are. All of us are spoiled by the games that we have. We are. If you're denying that, then you're denying what's actually going on. All right? We are so spoiled in life in general. The fact that I have electricity, I'm spoiled. And I'm privileged with electricity. I'm privileged with the toilet, okay? The fact that I can, you know, go play this incredible game that runs really well, all right? Sure, it's not perfect, but so many games aren't perfect. I prefer the game came out because I've been enjoying it. So, you know, and if it was perfect, what is perfect? Someone's always going to complain. The whole trans community is freaking out because the game actually included them and made them seem part of society, which is what I thought they were fighting for. And then now that they're actually a part of the game in the society, they're freaking out. That has nothing to do with graphics. So if the game was perfect, as you call it to be perfect, someone's going to complain about it. There's always going to be someone complaining about something. Perfection doesn't exist. So all these people that said not to come out until it's perfect, get out of here. I don't, you know, you're ridiculous. All right. Look, I'm running way over time right now. I see you, chat. Look, I got to add though, chat, I love you. All right. I'm rolling the die for you, chat. All right. Let's do the die game. All right, I've officially rolled the die. Let's see who wins. I'm going to spin the UFO, read some super chats, and then hopefully play a song or two. If you super chat me a song suggestion to play, I will definitely play it as long as it's mine. I don't play covers on the show. All right, Matthew Perkins says, looks like you and Dr. Carlin struck a nerve with a certain person on Timcast IRL crew. I guess avoiding drama means starting Twitter trauma. Oh, goodness. Who? What? I don't know who that is, but I can assume. Who is it? Does anybody know? I don't know anything about any of that. So, I mean, I'm cool with everybody over there. Let's see here. The numbers are coming in. I'm waiting to see. There it is. Black Magic. You've won before, actually. Congratulations. It was 5. 5 was the magical number. Congratulations, Black Magic. You won absolutely nothing. And I'm going to keep moving.
And you outed yourself as a musician or magician. There we go.
Yeah. Yep. Black Magic. He's using that black magic. Mike Ross says, I sent you some hot sauce. Hopefully you enjoy it. Oh, I like me some hot sauce. Nice. I don't keep it in my purse like Hillary Clinton does because she likes to carry around that hot sauce. I always keep some hot sauce in my purse. BS. anyway.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't. It's hilarious. Georgie says, the U.S. elections now look like East European elections in the 90s. Frighteningly so. Well, we'll see. We'll see, because I don't know if some people aren't going to let it stand. Jaffo on board, or on the bound, says, Radcliffe dropped off the intel to President Trump today. Did he? Ooh! DNI Radcliffe! This was the last day he was able to drop off the intel to President Trump, and I guess it happened. I didn't see that, but I should have looked more into it. Interesting, interesting. Mark Waz says, my Christmas wishes to you, number one, podcast collab with Matt Christensen, and two, music collab with Audio Wave from Crowder. Cool. Thank you. I like wishes, and birthday or Christmas wishes are always nice. Thank you, Mark. Abe says, off topic, I think UBI could work if they roll out EBT food stamps into and made it a digital currency, and also made certain basic products that you could use the UBI currency for. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with that.
Completely disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just give digital currency.
But it's like that's not how economic, right? I mean,
yeah.
Everyone has to pull their weight, and the problem is that right now that is we live in such a society of wealth that we take advantage of that,
mm-hmm.
and we just sort of go with it.
Yep.
It's not going to be forever. And the longer we take it for granted, the less long it'll be.
Right on, right on. Scott Ward says, you and your show take my mind off my worries and make my life a better place. Thank you for being who you are and doing what you do. Thank you, Scott Ward. I really appreciate that. That makes me feel really good. I really enjoy being here in front of all you guys, and you show up for me every day. It's fantastic. So thank you for supporting me and your super chat for those kind words. Chris Brown says, no, 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 Adam, you're wrong. And then in parentheses says, just reminding you where you came from. Thank you. Love you, bro. keep red pilling the blue fools. Well, I'm doing what I can. You know, I'm not even trying to red pill. I'm just bringing my information to the board. Let's see. James says, stop being so based. They might hear you. I need to scream louder, I think. Diz says, PS4 Pro is working great. Oh, that's good to know. Okay, so the PS4 Pro runs the game fine. That's cool. I mean, that did come out last year. When did the Pro come out? Was it last year? I don't know. Blogger19 says, are you and Tim still friends? Lydia broke my heart. I didn't know the real her IG. You should have Lauren Southern and Mike Cernovich on your show. I would love... Actually, I asked Mike to join me on the show, and he said, yes, I just have to make the connection. And Lauren Southern would be more than welcome on my show. And are Tim and I still friends? Absolutely. Yeah, Tim... Look, everyone thinks that something's going on between me and Tim. I'm so sarcastic and spicy, especially to the people that I'm closer with, my friends. Salty Bear can attest. I love... you know, poking at my friends, and Tim's a friend of mine, you know, that never changed. So, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, we're good.
And it's weird to watch him in front of his computer when he thinks I'm not looking.
Weird. Weird. Brewmaster Monk says, China and Russia are literal scapegoats for ours and our greatest allies' corruption. Ooh, that was a super chat. I was just reading super chats, YouTube. Just saying. Kevin K says, hot civil war unlikely, in my opinion, but Brexit-style secession almost inevitable if things keep trending this direction. Boomers broke the Republic. I don't think it's broken Just yet. Andrew Blewett says, love the content. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Super Dank says, CP2077 is hot garbage on PS4, but I still love playing it for the story. Plus, their developers are going against the executives for pushing it out too soon. Yeah, and you know why they pushed it out too soon? Because the freaking fans were complaining about it and reeing to the skies that Cyberpunk is being, you know, pushed back again and again and again. It's crazy. Johnny Gonzalez says, after first patch, very few crashes on PS4. Dig it. Right on. See, they're working on making it better. Cyber Reset said, like Witcher, I bought Cyberpunk on all platforms. No regrets. Right on. Hank McCormick says, 3DO was the first mainstream disc console back in 1993. It was the most expensive console of its time. $699. Gave birth to Road Rash and Earthworm Jim. Ah, I remember both of those games. Brewmaster Monk again says, Cyberpunk 2077 is okay. The combat is really complex. The best thing about it is the lawless atmosphere it creates. It's what our society will feel like soon. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can agree or disagree with that, because who knows? Let's see. The man behind the screen says, kids today don't know how good they have it. Sure, Cyberpunk struggles on last gen. Sure, it should have been fixed before release. But if you never played a Tiger handheld game, you don't know how rough gaming is. That's funny. You know what a Tiger handheld game is? You know what I'm talking about? What they are? No? Salty, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you were talking to me. What was that?
You know what a Tiger handheld game is?
Oh, yeah. Those little ones where you press buttons and, move the silhouettes around the screen.
Yeah, move it and shoot a little thing up. Yeah, it's like they're terrible. Man, they're bad.
Oh, they're awful, but I love them.
Oh, man, 3DO. I remember that. That's crazy. Awake Not Woke says, you missed my super chat the other day, but just wanted to say Merry Christmas and God bless. That beard is looking beast, by the way. I think your voice has dropped a few octaves since its emergence. Has it really? Maybe it has. I don't know. My beard is certainly growing. Look at this thing. I have a beard. It is like officially full on a beard. I don't know if I'm gonna. I think
I can feel the testosterone from here.
Yeah, and it's weird when I talk about my beard. I feel like my voice gets a little bit lower and deeper when I talk about it.
My goodness!
I don't even know why it does it. It just happens to
be.
Very
interesting.
Sorry about missing your super chat. I really try not to miss any super chats, so I apologize for that. Filthy Jim, the internet peasant, says, hey, Adam, love seeing you crushing it. What's your take on Terraria / the Mud Flood? Well, I actually learned a lot about it from Andreas, who was here for a couple weeks, who was Ian's friend. Very, very cool guy. It's a shame he's not around anymore, because I really enjoyed his presence. He has a lot to say about Terraria, and it is really interesting. Less about the Mud Flood, but more on Terraria. I really do find it very intriguing, because if you look at maps, Google Maps, on some of the areas along the east coast of the United States, and you think about what happened before the Ice Age 10,000, 12,000 years ago, and what that could have meant. I mean, there's some really interesting stuff that I found out while talking to Andreas. So I'm.
Did you ever hear about the secret Nazi map that sends people into Antarctica?
No.
Tunnels?
No.
Look it up, chat.
I feel like that's another conversation. The whole Terraria, you know, it's actually a shame. And Andreas, if you are listening, whenever you come back, I would love you to have you on the show and talk about Terraria, because it's rather interesting. Rilo 704 says, hey, Adam, I got Cyberpunk on Xbox SX and it runs great. I hope you love that PS5. There's some really cool looking games coming. Any SpaceX news? You know what? There is. I wanted to talk about it and I actually kind of forgot about it. They have one more mission. I think launching on Monday. Maybe they launched today. I don't remember exactly the date that they launched, but SpaceX is doing one more launch this year, and it's actually a secret government project that they're not allowed to release what it actually is. So I thought that was really interesting. I don't actually know what they are sending into space, but it has something to do with some sort of secret government project. Very interesting. So maybe I'll do a segment on Monday, because I would like to. Actually, no, I have a guest on Monday. I'm actually really looking forward to. Julia Song is going to be joining me. If you don't know who she is, she's very outspoken on Twitter. She's actually from Brazil and escaped communism and has a very good story about what happened to her and how she escaped. And she, you know, loves this country and is actually out fighting for it more than a lot of people that are actually born here. So she's going to be joining me, and it's going to be a great show. So definitely tune in on Monday. Let's see. Abe says, one more. The reason why wealth redistribution would never work is because it doesn't solve the problem of why you needed it in the first place. And it also doesn't what's going to happen. Sure, they can redistribute it, but there's always going to be the people that will go out and work their butts off to earn more than the people that don't. That just is a truth fact. You can't deny that. There's go-getters and there's lazy bums. All right, people that don't care to do anything in their life, they have no ambition at all, versus the people that want to get out there and do it and make big moves and do things, not even necessarily for the money. Some of them do it for the money, but not everyone does. But there's always going to be that discrepancy because humans are not the same. That's the biggest part about this whole conversation that people seem to forget. We are all so drastically different, all of us. The Buddhists believe that there should be however many people are on the planet, 7 billion, 8 billion yet? I don't know. Is it 9 billion? All right. There should be 9 billion different religions because we're that drastically different. And there's some truth to that. You know, and the wealth redistribution, like, sure, okay, whatever. Do it. Within a couple years, there's going to be people that have more wealth than others because it just naturally happens. You can't stop it. Good luck trying. Let's see here. Go ahead.
I think in the future, I think people are going to be that, like, first off, I think our children are going to think that we were civic sheep, right? 100%.
I mean, I think they do now.
Yeah. And I think that, like, in the future, we're going to see people being valued and judged based off their contribution and their worth rather than their bank account, right? And I think that that's the way it used to be, and I think it'll happen again.
Right on, right on. Just a random note. I just want to say, James Guy just says, Adam, I can't afford super chats, but I sent you an envelope to enter for the board. Wish me luck if you read this. That was not a super chat. I just saw you out there. James, sometimes, you know, I know you can't afford, but I'm glad you entered in the contest. So thanks for entering. Let's see here. Jake says, the Brits want round two. Let's give it to them. What are you talking about? Get out of here. Get out of here, Jake. Out here with that. Super Dank says patch 1.5 just came out right now, by the way. Could fix a lot of problems. Awesome. I'm assuming you're talking about Cyberpunk. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be good. The man behind the screen says, know what version Cyberpunk has no performance issues? Tabletop. Get your dice.
Yeah,
cyber buddy. Boys, cyber girls, we're making our own Night City Legends. You said you have it, don't you? Don't
yeah,
you,
I've
you
got have the original book from the 90s. Yeah, it's sitting on my shelf. We should play it.
That's awesome. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Matthew Perkins says, is anyone else more surprised that Swalwell is into women than the fact that he is compromised? Oh, I mean, that's a low blow. I don't like that kind of talk, you know? Like, who cares, you know? Anyway. All right, so that's our segments. That's our super chats. Today I'm going to be I'm going to have myself a little Johnny Walker Reserve, a gold label. You know, I never tried this one, and it is actually very, very drinkable. It's not smoky. I like a PD whiskey, and man, this is just some good stuff right here. So I am going to pour myself a little bit, and then I'm going to play a song. What song should I play? I don't know. I'm looking at chat. Oh man, that's good. All right, I'm going to roll the die.
The dice
has been rolled. What do you think it is? One number, 1 through 20, go.
7.
Okay, Salty guessed 7. He is wrong. So don't guess 7 if you were gonna guess 7. Jake says 1 by land, 2 by sea, 3 by vaccine.
All right, then right.
That's funny. Oh my gosh, I got to say, chat, you are on fire today. I've been observing the chat today. Man, live chat is really just, they're spicy sometimes. Whew, goodness. There it is already, right off the bat. Lady Feline won. Number 10 was the winner. That was right in the beginning, too. Very nice. Congratulations. Lady Feline wins it. It was 10. You win absolutely nothing. Congratulations for winning. You won absolutely nothing. All right.
May God have mercy on your soul. All
right, so I'm gonna play this here tune. I got a couple minutes before jamming. Oh yeah, mostly trash just says, when is Adam gonna sneak onto Timcast and have an autonomous zone? I really want to do that.
Can you make a salty autonomous zone?
I really should just go in there and just sit down and be like, I'm part of the show now.
That'd be fun.
What are you going to do about it? You're live. They're literally live. So, like, what are they going to do about it? I can't do it. No. Oh, man. I want to know about my first super chat. Looks like you and Dr. Carlin struck a nerve with a certain person on Timcast IRL crew. I guess avoiding drama means starting Twitter drama. I want to know what that's all about. I don't know what that is. Look, and if anyone's in my Discord and knows what that is, can you guys let me know what that's all about? Because I'm curious. Shout out to the Adams Family Discord, because those people are they're awesome. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna play a song. I don't know what I'm gonna play. I was working on my new song yesterday for a couple hours. I got a lot of new stuff for it, but it's not actually done, so I don't want to. I've been teasing it over the week, but I haven't finished it. So Jason Dixon said, I just got here. I'll watch this again after it ends. Spin the UFO. I will spin it. And thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Yeah, very nice. Appreciate that. Yep. President-elect Alexandra says, SpaceX is launching Kamala and Biden into the Jupiter-Saturn alignment. Is that their secret government project that we can't know about? That is funny. Okay, I'm gonna cut you off. Thanks for joining me on the show, buddy. Salty, have a wonderful night. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, everybody. Thanks, chat. See you later.
All right. So that he is gone from the show. Yeah, Salty is always a pleasure having him on. He's great. And so I'm going to play. I'm still looking for a bunch of people, looking for any sort of songs. Fried Rice Lover says, drop the Discord link. My Discord is currently closed. I will think about opening it back up again. There has been a lot of drama dealing with the Discord because of certain people that have come and gone and dropped random BS into the system. I think probably trying to attack it. I mean, it actually did get hacked a couple weeks ago when a certain somebody was here and I expressed some things about it. Long story short, if you missed it, it's okay. Let's see. There's a couple more super chats. I'm going to read those real quick before playing a song. Preston says, I'm at an Air Force base in Maryland, and they're talking about making it mandatory for us to get the vaccine. Worried the past tests on the military. Goodness sakes, I really hope they don't. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, actually. Nuclear, I see. Walking with you. All right, I'll play that as soon as I'm done here. Let's see. The man behind the screen says, Cyberpunk Tabletop PDF on sale at Humble Bumble. Humble Bundle. Humble Bumble. I don't know why that's... Ooh, Hayden, I actually really do like that Blind Melon song. Blind Melon is really awesome. I would love to have I'd love to have watched him play live because he's really good. This is fitting because I miss Nisha. She's in Sweden right now.
Took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a way home, Yeah, face life and land up on their feet. I'm talking about those little things. Little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside. Like sunshine and rain. Fresh coffee to start my day. I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm wondering. I've been walking it so long. But now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. But now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. And now I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. All good dogs and bad are on their way. Like us, they're trying to find their peace of mind. Yeah, face life and its insanities. Talking about those little things. Little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside. Like sunshine and rain. A fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. And I felt it from the start. A connection from the stars. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. Well, now I'm walking with you. Well, now I'm walking with you.
All right, everybody, I don't have enough songs or enough time. I have plenty of songs, but not enough time to play more. I wanted to read this last super chat. Jason Dix says, oh my God, did you see The Mandalorian today? I actually haven't because I'm still in the first season. I know I didn't have Disney Plus, so I couldn't watch it. I actually just got it like a week ago. So, yeah. I gotta wait because actually I'm not gonna watch it by myself because I've been watching it with Niche, who's now in Sweden visiting her fam. So we'll see. That was Walking With You. I saw someone actually ask. Yeah, it's funny because I did start. I love coffee in my cup when I start my day. Fresh coffee to start your day is great. So anyway, y'all have a wonderful weekend. I'm gonna be playing some Cyberpunk now just because. You know, I can't stream anyway. So look, you guys are the best. I see chat. Man, chat, you are spicy. I love you. You guys have a great weekend. Yeah, definitely. I'll see you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.